Welcome back to the second half hour here on the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen, and in this half hour, we're going to be talking with Mary Ann McCarron. Mary Ann is a mentor. She's a big sister for the organization Big Brothers Big Sisters de l'Estrie, Grand Frère, Grand Sœur de l'Estrie. And she's going to be telling us about her experience as a big sister. She's been a big sister for about a year now. And we're also going to have some health news and some music. So let's start the second half hour today with a song from James Blunt. The song is Beside You. And right after that, we'll hear the interview with Mary Ann McCarron. So please stay tuned.
I heard there's a song that God only knows, and it's keeping me dancing. Nobody here knows how the melody goes, but it's keeping me dancing. Oh Lord, here I go. Get the highs, but why the lows? They set me up with all these souls, and I watch them fall like dominoes. Too long I've been on my feet, need more time but it don't come cheap. Someday I'll be on my knees and I pray my heart don't miss a beat. But here I am and I feel that rhythm, it's the lifeline that I've been given. All these colors in my head and I ask myself, is it over? Oh, there's a song that God only knows.
For the Cube 88.9 FM, and today on the Townships at 12, we're welcoming Mary Ann McCarron. Now, she is a mentor for the Grand Frère, Grand Sœur de l'Estrie, the Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Estrie. Welcome, Mary Ann. It's a pleasure to have you on today.
Thank you.
How long have you been a mentor for the Big Brothers, Big Sisters de l'Estrie?
1 year.
Now, what prompted you to become involved with this organization?
I retired a year and a half ago, and I traveled a lot for my work, so I was looking for a way that I could give back. And I actually went to the FADUC conference, and there were several organizations, and Big Brothers Big Sisters was one of them. And I filled out a form, and they actually called me back immediately, which is pretty impressive. And I went to listen to their story, and I'm a grandmother's age, definitely not a big sister. So the program that I'm in is for youth 16 to 21, who are in the system, either in foster care or foster home. So it's a different kind of big sister. So it's been a year. It's been grand. She's doing well, and we do well together. So.
Okay, that's wonderful. Are you a parent yourself?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so this is kind of a new experience for you then?
Yes. Yeah. definitely.
Okay. How old is your youth?
She'll be 17 in March.
Okay, it must be a lot of fun, especially at that age. There's so much going on in their lives.
That's right, yes. You feel very much as a mentor, and you try to help them navigate through good times and difficult times.
Mm-hmm. Okay, could you share some of your experiences with being a mentor without getting into anything too personal?
Mm-hmm. Well, she got a boyfriend for the first time, so it was helping her to, I guess, kind of understand what was going to happen. She lost a good friend, so we're just helping her understand that, you know, life will be full of good times and not so good times. We do a lot of activities together. She likes art, so we do a lot of art workshops. The group, Big Sisters, Big Brothers, organizes many group activities, which are a lot of fun. We went to Montreal to the Biodome together as a group. And we also went to, can't remember the name of it, but the where you go where there are games, you kind of have to guess. So it was the youth against the adults. So that was a lot of fun. So it's allowing her to enjoy herself.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Exactly. Now, do you get any type of education for this from the organization itself, or do you just have to kind of wing it?
Oh, no, you don't wing it. you go through a proper venting, I'm going to say, mm-hmm. A lot. And you go through a course on what to do, what you can do, what you can't do, what to look out for if there are any signs of abuse, and also the confidentiality of it all also.
Mm-hmm.
So no, it's not, you don't wing it. And you also get, initially you get monthly interviews individually, not together. And every 3 months we get together with an intervenant. And we get spoken to separately also.
Okay, sounds well organized. Now, if the youth has a problem and you're not too sure how to answer it, can you go immediately to someone in the organization? And
Yes. You have somebody who's who's dedicated to you. So yes, you can go anytime.
Okay, that's great. So important. Now, how much time do you invest in this organization?
They ask you to put in about 4 hours every 2 weeks. So it's really not a lot of time. I prefer weekly just because it gives a closer contact. So I would say about 2 hours a week.
Okay, that's definitely doable for anybody. You can always find two hours a week. Okay. Now, what are some of the favorite things you like about being a mentor?
Helping somebody who's in the system. I like to give her an idea of family and community, I guess.
Mm-hmm. That is so important. I don't work in the system, but I think that there are a lot of youths in the system, a lot of foster care, a lot of children in foster care.
Yes, but they have to want to go into the Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and I think that's important to mention.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get put into the system. They have to want it, and they go through an interview also to understand their reasons of going into the system.
Mm-hmm. Now, anything you find rather challenging in the system or being a mentor?
No. Well, initially just understanding her, I guess, mm-hmm. with, you know, the fear of not, you know, it's not a normal child, so, you know, not really touching, not, and I'm a teachy friendly kind of person, so mm-hmm. you have to be aware of what you do, because you don't know all the traumatisms they've had.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So that would have been the most challenging, I think.
Okay. Now, would you recommend joining this organization to someone?
Definitely. It's rewarding. You choose the child. The child chooses you. They put together profiles on what you like and what you don't like. They usually will pair you with somebody with the same interest. And you go through an initial interview and with the workers there, but then also just the two of the youth and the adult, And you just go through questions, and they give you examples of questions to ask just to find out who you are. And if it doesn't fit, it doesn't fit. So it's a good process to help people decide to do it and also who with.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that your youth is very interested in art. Are you also interested in art? What are some of the activities you like doing together?
Well, we go to the Temple, which is on Wellington, and there's an activity every Wednesday evening called La Ruche d'Art, and they have some all over the place. And all you need is there to do any kind of art you want. So you choose a project and you create it. You can leave it there for the next week. So I think it's important to mention that we also do things that don't cost money, and they give us ideas of activities that we can do every season if you want.
Oh, that's fun. Okay.
Yeah.
Very much. Do you find that being a mentor for Big Brothers Big Sister has changed you in a positive way or made you realize different things?
Good question. I don't know about changing, but made me, definitely thinking about somebody else that isn't family, not direct family, and wanting her to be happy.
I imagine it's a big high when you see her happy. I know it would be for me.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Marianne?
No, but just feel welcome to give us a call. And there's no obligation to go for the interview and just to see, more of what it is besides what I've just said and find out what it is. I know there's a lot of demand. So.
That's good. And people really need to think about this. It's a fantastic organization. It can make a big, big change in a youth's life that they'll carry with them forever. Good. Thank you very much for the interview. For Big Brothers, Big Sisters de l'Estrie, and if you type that in, Grand Frère, Grand Frère Sœur de l'Estrie, you'll definitely get the webpage. Thanks very much, and all the best.
Thank you, Maureen. Thank you.
Don't forget love. Don't forget love. Don't forget love. the lights go out, don't forget love. When the rains give way to sunshine, don't forget love. There's a secret in every story, in the ways that we remember.
That was Neil Young, Don't Forget Love, here on the Townships at 12. Okay, next up we have our health news. So today we're going to talk about chewing our food. It's easy to chow down without thinking, but did you know that chewing your food thoroughly offers numerous health benefits? When your food is properly chewed, it aids in digestion, nutrient absorption, and gastrointestinal health. This process allows enzymes in saliva to break down food effectively and ease the burden on the digestive system. Slower chewing also promotes mindful eating, which can help control portion sizes and prevent overeating. So again, that's our health news here on the Townships at 12 today. And that health news is from the Canadian Living Magazine, the March issue for 2024.
Just like royalty, up and down the block, we heard the steel drums on the promenade. Could tell you anything and you wouldn't judge, but you tell me straight if I fucked up. Ain't that the truth? Just me and you, my sugar tooth, doing anything we want to. And I'd follow you down any road, keep every secret you ever told. In all the world, it's you I choose. Nobody, nobody gets me like you do. Pose in the summer sun like it's a magazine. Every day with us could make a wedding speech. Cause you drop it all, that's what you do for me. Just say the word and I'll come running too. Ain't that the truth? Just me and you, my parachute, doing anything we want to. Down any road, keep every secret you ever told. In all the world, it's you I choose. Nobody, nobody gets me like you do. 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 Nobody, nobody gets me like you do. On my worst day, you're my first call. On my best day, I want you all to myself, yeah. Down any road and keep every secret you ever told. In all the world, it's you I choose. Nobody, nobody gets me like you do. 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 Nobody, nobody gets me like you do.
That was Nobody Gets Me Like You Do by the Arkells. I'd like to thank my guest today, Julie Martineau, Interim General Director for the Grand Frère, Grand Sœur de l'Estrie, Big Brothers, Big Sisters de l'Estrie. Check out the website. And also my other guest, Mary Ann McCarron, who is a mentor herself. She's also on the board. So you want to check that out for sure. I have a phone number here, 819-822-3243. That's 819-822-3243. And if you're looking for something to do that would help a community member, this is definitely a worthwhile organization. So again, contact them. And thanks everybody for listening. Have a great afternoon. You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. We'll go out with Fast Car by Tracy Chapman.
You get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Still drinking late at the bar. See more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. So fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights stay out before us. Your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling. someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.